Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, June 19th. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. The sale of U.S. steel to Japan-based Nippon is officially complete.
The deal means Nippon will take full ownership of the American company for $28 billion. How do U.S. steel workers at the Granite City plant feel? They're happy to see U.S. Steel's leadership go, according to local 1899 President Craig McKee.
Dave Burritt's going to walk out of this with roughly $100 million since this deal got completed. So I know they're happy that potentially he'll be out of play.
However, uncertainty looms in the future for Granite City, with Nippon making no commitments to the plant beyond 2 years from now. McKee says this deal also gives the United States government a seat on the board and oversight. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Franklin County will be losing a number of manufacturing jobs when Pharmatech Industries shuts down its 3 plants in Union. 84 people are expected to be cut by October. Pharmatech is part of one of the largest pharmaceutical contract manufacturers in the country and also packages powder products. According to the Business Journal, the company was founded in 1972. No word on why the Union locations are closing. Persistent panhandlers are a big problem for this dad.
This is Stuart McMillan.
Don't give money to people standing on the side of the road.
Drug deals, heavy drinking, and constant littering are all things concerned citizen Nick Toll has been witnessing from panhandlers at 270 and Tesson Ferry. And all of this happening in broad daylight. He works near there.
I've watched this happen for the last 8 or 9 years.
After visiting Springfield, Oregon, Toll discovered an ordinance that city had, making it illegal to hand over money to anyone on the side of the road. He'd like to see that in St. Louis County.
You have this person standing at your window, and you can feel bad by just ignoring them, or you can feel good by giving them a couple bucks. And so that just keeps propagating this problem.
In 2023, the county council did have a bill that would make it illegal for anyone to stand on the side of the road, but it was vetoed by County Executive Sam Page.
If you're a St. Louis County senior and you haven't applied for the property tax freeze, it's time to get on it. There are fewer than 2 weeks left until the June 30th deadline. More than 60,000 applications have been submitted already for the freeze, created through a provision of state law. St. Louis County says in-person appointments are all taken, but 2 Saturday events are planned and you can sign up online. Applicants will find out if they're approved as early as July or as late as October. The St. Louis City Water Department has issued a precautionary boil water advisory for several neighborhoods due to low water pressure. It's affecting the Hill, Southwest Garden, and Northampton. The advisory is a precaution due to a 20-inch broken water main, though no contamination has been detected. Residents in these areas should boil their water before consumption until further notice. Test results are expected in the next 24 hours. With recent tornadoes, scammers are waiting to take advantage of people distraught over, in some cases, losing or having their homes damaged. Angela Nelson is director of Missouri's Commerce and Insurance Department. She says the most common scam is contractors from other states.
They will use high-pressure tactics to convince people to either sign contracts with them that are not really good contracts, or they will attempt to take money from those individuals without ever actually intending to do the work.
Nelson tells the Chris and Amy Show contractors making huge promises should generally be a red flag, like lying about the timeline for completion of the project. We have information on how to contact Nelson's office at KMOX.com. To the Fallen from Saving Private Ryan, one of the pieces on the program for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra's benefit concert for tornado relief, with proceeds going to the Urban League. It's Sunday, June 29th at the Fox Theater.
This has become a wonderful program. Maestro Denev really has been at the helm of this to design a program that's actually going to move us through, you know, sort of the turmoil that we've lived through.
In unison, chorus director Kevin Macbeth says Grammy Award winner B.B. Winans will join them too. Tickets are pay as you wish. There's a new T-shirt for sale that helps with tornado recovery. Four Hands Brewing Company launching its Rebuilding St. Louis Brick by Brick T-shirt. All of the proceeds go to support the work of Action STL, a grassroots organization that launched a network of thousands of volunteers 2 days after the tornado hit, providing direct aid for almost a month. Now they're focused on long-term recovery. The shirt will be printed by Loyal Print Shop, who have donated their time and labor to that project.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.